Does the federal government have too much power? Some would say that it does, and legislatures across the nation are looking at exercising more of their states' rights to balance things out. Next, Christopher Conover looks at what's been happening here in Arizona.
The Arizona House of Representatives passed a bill earlier this legislative session that says so long as a light bulb is manufactured in the state and is only for sale in the state, it doesn't have to comply with federal efficiency standards put in place during the Bush administration. State Senator Frank Antonori is the sponsor of the light bulb bill.
It's got nothing to do with the light bulbs. The other side would like to make it an argument about light bulbs to trivialize the real reality that it's about liberty and the right of the state of Arizona to regulate within its own boundaries, its own commerce, and two, the right of the people of this state to decide for themselves through the free market what is best for them. And this is defending the free market. It's defending individual liberty, and it's defending state sovereignty, and that's what it's about.
Senator Antonori's bill is part of a larger movement gaining some momentum in legislatures around the country. Some have called it the Tenthers Movement because supporters are focusing on the Tenth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution.
The Tenth Amendment says that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states, respectively, or to the people.
That's Professor Tony Massaro, who is a constitutional law expert at the Rogers College of Law at the University of Arizona. She says this Tenth Amendment debate is nothing new.
It is something that was debated in the 1790s. It is something that surfaced during the Jackson administration when they were looking at a tariff bill that had been adopted during John Quincy Adams' time. It's something that recurs throughout American history because the Constitution doesn't ultimately resolve all of the questions. It's a structural document.
Back at the state capitol, Senator Antonori says this latest Tenthers movement is, in his opinion, something that has been building for a while.
Over the years, the federal government, mainly by exploiting what I think is an abuse of the Commerce Clause, and they have defined every little entity as interstate commerce, when in actuality, many of the things that they're defining and regulating have nothing to do with interstate commerce, but they hide behind that clause of the Constitution to justify what is basically very oppressive liberty-limiting regulations imposed on not just the people of Arizona, but Americans in general. And we've got to draw the line somewhere and limit the federal government's power.
Right now, no light bulb manufacturer exists in Arizona, but Senator Antonori hopes that before the full federal regulation goes into effect, one opens up in the state and then gets shut down by the federal government.
Which would then allow Arizona to sue, and that's what we really want to do. We want the federal government to come in and say that your law is irrelevant because the federal law preempts that, and then we could go and challenge that in federal court, eventually the U.S. Supreme Court, and say, no, Arizona has its rights under the 10th Amendment, the 9th Amendment, and what we consider a violation of the federal government under the Commerce Clause to regulate commerce to include manufacturing of any product within the confines of the border of Arizona, as long as that product is limited to Arizona, and the federal government has no authority to do that.
And what if Arizona's light bulb law ended up in front of the U.S. Supreme Court? How would it fare? Professor Massaro says there's plenty of precedent to look at.
It depends on how the issue's been framed. Has it been framed as was this a smart idea for us to adopt this policy, in which case the court is very deferential both to the states and to the federal government, and that's been true since the New Deal, and when the court got out of the business of second-guessing states, local government, and the federal government when it comes to socioeconomic legislation. If, however, it is a structural issue that asks whether the national government had power in the first place versus the states, it's fair to say that the courts have been deferential to the national government.
The light bulb bill still has to pass the state Senate, and Senate President Bob Burns is being careful with the issue since it could end up embroiling Arizona in a lawsuit.
And lawsuits cost money, and so that's an issue that I think we have to be concerned about. The other part of that is that I understand that sort of test cases taking place either in Montana or Wyoming. And so I'm kind of the thought that maybe we ought to let them fight the fight, and hopefully, you know, if they prevail in the way that we agree with, then maybe we might have to do something to finalize or make Arizona fall in line with that. But we do need to look at the fiscal risk that is there.
The Montana law the Senate president talks about deals with firearms. Of course, if the state Senate does take up the bill, it still has to pass muster with Governor Jam Brewer, who's no fan of federal interference.
It's very oppressive having a federal government coming in and telling states how to run their states. I mean, who knows better about what their states need and what their resources are and what the solutions are than the people living in the state.
The Arizona House also passed a resolution demanding that the federal government stop issuing mandates, essentially telling Washington, "Don't tread on me." For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.